This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Yes, she's been waiting for you. Waiting for me? How long? Many, many years. Many
years. You have to have istishara. What does that mean? That means you have to have consultation. You have to, with your istikhara, go and consult. Now, who do you consult? You don't consult someone in your household who says to you, beta, you need to get married, you know. Say, yeah, I need to get married. But, you know, you're looking here, that we already have your wife for you. Huh? You already have my wife? Where is she? Yes, she is fantastic. She is lovely. She will do everything for you. She loves you already. You're like, what? She loves me. Yes, she's been waiting for you. Waiting for me? How long? Many, many years. Many years. What? Where is she? Who is she? She's your cousin from Pakistan. Right, you see that coming your way, right? And you're like, wow, what in the world? Who did I just consult here? Yes, beta, don't get married to that one. Now, this other one that you want to get married to, she's compatible with you. She knows she's partly Pakistani, partly, you know, British, and partly she's got the mentality of the culture over here. Because, you know, you wanna blend with someone, so you're kind of close to this one. But no, beta, the one in Pakistan is given by God. It is given by Allah, you must do that. You know, you consult such people who are already biased, you're not going to get anywhere. Now, who should you consult? You should consult someone who is not biased. Let me give you a hadith. Take this right. Hadith of Bukhari and Muslim. A woman, Fatima bint Qais, radiallahu anha, she comes to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she consults. She says, Messenger of Allah, I have got two men who have proposed for me. One man is Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu, and the other man is Abu Jaham, right? Which one of those should I marry? Right? Now look, get a hold of this. A woman, Sahabiyya, coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two men have proposed to me. Which one should I ask? Now you're going to say, wow, the Prophet is going to say, go for either that guy or this guy, right? Right? And you're like, ooh. Yeah? No, that's not what happened. This is our Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's saying, and I want you to concentrate on the answer. It's amazing. Where's the hadith? It's in Bukhari and Muslim. It's authentic. By agreed upon authentic. You know what he said? He said, as for Muawiyah, for Sa'luk, he said, Sa'luk, he has no money. So if you want to get married to a guy with no money, that's fine. But I'm just telling you, you consulted me, he has no money. And as for Abu Jaham, he doesn't take the stick down from his shoulder. What does that mean? He's a wife beater. So if you want to get married to Abu Jaham, then go. He's going to beat you up, basically. So you make the choice. Now I can see your face like, oh my God. Is that what the Prophet ﷺ said? Yes. Now, this hadith teaches us so much. One is, the Prophet ﷺ gave us permission to talk honestly about someone behind their back when someone else comes for a marriage proposal. You have to be honest about the character. This is not ghiba. This is not backbiting. You have to be honest about the character or about the situation. Now, anything wrong with Muawiyah radiallahu anhu? No. Just the fact that he just doesn't have much money. So if you're happy for a life with a good man and less money, then fine. The other man has got money. You understand? Yeah, some of his sisters are, should I go for him? The other man has got money, but he's going to beat you up. That's what the Rasulullah is indicating. He's got the money, but he's going to beat you up. Now you make a choice which way you want to go, right? Subhanallah. And the next thing is that, what does it say? Is it wrong for you as a woman to go for a man who's got money? No. There's nothing wrong with that, but just don't become a gold digger. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because some women, they want to go for the money, and it's just the money that they're after. Now, that's bad. Some men, all they want to go for is they want to go for the service of the woman, not for the woman. That's bad, my friend. All right? Both equally, I'm telling you, that's bad, because some women, they're just fixed on those dollars. They have dollars in their eyes. They have pounds in their eyes. The guy's going to give me this. They have a fantasy. Okay, I'm going to live like this. I'm going to have this. I'm going to have that. I'm going to have that. And some men are like, yeah, that woman, she's going to become my wife. She's going to do that for me. And I don't care. She just does all that for me. And I live my life. It's wrong. Now, you better understand what you're getting into. But most importantly, this hadith tells us that, you know what? You got problems on both sides. Which way are you going to go? What are you going to choose? Okay? So now, You consult the right people, and your consultation has to be with the people who know them. Look, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows both of these men, and that's who you go to, someone who knows them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a senior figure in the community, and of course, he's our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you can go to a senior person, you can go to someone who knows those people, but most importantly, you want to know their situation so that you know tomorrow what's going to be your case.
La ilaha.